Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is here. He's our good buddy, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Personal Brilliance and leadership expert extraordinaire. We're talking about what you've got to do as a CEO, the way you have to focus as a multitasking CEO of a small business. Jim, thanks again for being here. One of the things you talk about is pulling this off, pulling all this really hard task off. It takes patience. You talk about patience as an important ingredient, important trait to have if you're going to be successful in this. Explain that to us.
Yeah, Jim, I actually visualize a picture in my mind, these multiple tracks happening, kind of flowing through the air, and they have to come together at some point. There has to be a confluence of all of these tracks that are our day or our approach or our strategy, if you will. And that having confidence that those tracks will come together is where patience comes in. And I think the opposite of patience is what gets us into trouble here. Because think of it this way. The reason that we started our business, that we're the CEO of our small business, mm-hmm. is because we were a doer, right? Mm-hmm. We get things done. And when we're impatient, we tend to do that laser beam focus that we talked about earlier. And we just put our mind to it and we push through. And that's where we lose value. We shed value constantly when we mm-hmm. work on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Because what we're not doing is putting that track in place that's going to take care of next month, next quarter, next year, what's around the corner. So patience to have all those, wait for those tracks to come together, and then impatience causing the problem in the first place because we put our heads down and get to work on something because we want some semblance of action. We want to feel like we're accomplishing something. So that's where patience comes into play.
So is this sort of a Zen thing you're talking about, where we just say to ourselves, you know, I've done this myself. I'm not into the mystical stuff, but I have said to myself though, Jim, okay, this isn't happening like I think it should. But I've done everything I needed to do. I know I've done this enough that I know I've done the due diligence. I've done what needs to be done. I've alerted all the proper people, you know. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen because I've done the work. That was kind of me having a word with myself about being patient. But I could only feel comfortable with that patience if I felt like I'd done my job.
Well, so much is out of our control, right, Jim? If we
You have to have time. You know, pardon me. I've got a friend who used to be in the reclamation business, and in order to separate good stuff from the bad stuff in his reclamation, he had to have chemicals, heat, centrifugation, and time. The time had to be there for it all to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just think of the example of setting up one of the tracks being that we're going to strategically partner with somebody. We're not in a lot, we don't have a lot of control over their willingness to partner with us. Mm-hmm. But we put things in place and we wait. We let time happen. Mm-hmm. So if we know that the logic is there, it may take a moment for that other partner to come into play. We need to be confident that that will happen and we've done the right things. Exactly what you're saying.
The cake has to bake, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that doesn't mean that we don't pursue now another track of possibly an alternate partner at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. So now we have multiple tracks going on. That's what we're talking about with this 360-degree focus and being able to have multiple directional things happening at once, and then being confident that one or the other of those will come together and work out.
See,
and that's going to fit in with even another initiative that you're working on. And patience is required to see that confluence happen where those things come together.
And this is something that professional salespeople know, Jim. Something I learned a long time ago when my hair was not at all gray, and that is that one proposal is no proposal. And see, this is a problem I have with people saying you can't multitask or you shouldn't multitask. One proposal is no proposal means that if you got one prospect, and this is a great prospect, I mean, it's an amazing prospect, there's no way it's going to miss. And you don't go out and create another prospect and give another proposal to have as a backup. Well, you got 100% of your eggs in that one great prospect. Well, you know what? Great prospects don't make it sometimes.
We've all experienced that.
And one proposal is no proposal. You've got to have two or three to increase your odds. It's the same thing with managing as an executive, isn't it?
Exactly right. And you know, having these multiple issues concurrently working, and then having confidence that they're going to come together. You know, that's just discipline, and it's a conscious activity of us paying attention to that and knowing what we're doing and what's happening.
And
we're just winging it here.
It's also an awareness and an acceptance. So some things, as hard as you try, some things won't make it, won't get done, won't happen for whatever reason. And there's another one there, and that is that some things weren't meant to be. Sometimes I think I try really hard to make something happen, then I find out later that it wasn't meant to be.
Right. Well, you know, we're working in a startup right now with some new technology.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us about that.
Oh, okay.
I want you to tell us about that because I'm fascinated by your new project. I want you to tell us about it after these messages. JimCantarucci.com, right?
Absolutely. CANTERUCCI.
Two CCs in the end there. Quick break. 10-10, right back with Jim after these messages. Stay with me.
My desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.